Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free audio Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey!
We got to the point we let them just sing it.
We got a long way to go.
Short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
And watch him run and watch him throw yesterday. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. After an excellent victory yesterday.
Excellent.
27-13, 10 in a row. And this one, the driver was the quarterback. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, kids, listen up. This is a perfect lesson for you. It's every now and then, it's okay to act the fool to get what you want.
It worked.
Did it? Did it not work?
Sometimes it works. Sometimes
I know
it works.
The parents in the car like, damn it, Hugh.
Yeah, he did. Why'd he say that?
It's okay to throw those temper tantrums. Well, go ahead and throw a temper tantrum.
Once in a while, and I said this last week when it came to BG, it's okay to scream and yell to get a difference made. And a difference was made yesterday. Look, it was a weird week around the Eagles, obviously. The players were, kind of infighting, and then we talked about it all week. They had to shake it out yesterday. But when they got on the field yesterday, you know what I saw, Hugh? I saw a team, if their quarterback plays like that, and Jalen Hurts yesterday, let me say it, a 10-03, was outstanding. Not good. Not even very good. He was
gave the people what they wanted. Joe.
That, yes, that's what I wanted to see, Jalen. That's what I wanted from the pass game. And that's why, Hewitt, that's why it was so important. You know, there were a lot of debates. Could they win the way they were? Can they keep winning the way they were? Like, they've won 10 in a row. They could win a lot of different ways. But to win the Super Bowl, I felt like they needed to have a better passing game. And yesterday, that was a Super Bowl kind of performance yesterday. The defense, which we know for months now, has been the best in the NFL. They did their thing. The offense did their thing. And Jalen Hurts was so good yesterday. On a day, Hugh, where the Steelers' defense, they did a pretty good job on Saquon. He got a little banged up. He wasn't in there the whole time, but he didn't have a typical Saquon game this year. And they said, Jalen, you're the driver today. And Hugh, Jalen Hurts was outstanding.
Pittsburgh came in to try to play bully ball.
Yep.
And they did for the most part. You know, they're punching the ball out. They had two back-to-back turnovers. And I'm pretty sure that most Eagle fans, when they saw that, it was doom and gloom. Mm. And the defense was able to come away. You know how hard it is to come away with just giving up 3 points? in a back-to-back situation like that.
Sounds like it's a necessity.
No, man, they played their butts off, man. They played their butts off. And as a side note, I don't need to be reminded like every 5 minutes at the game that, you know, the defense is playing well. I appreciate everybody taking their time out of their day to tweet me and twit me. I don't need that. Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that as much as it's been happening. Thank you, though. I appreciate your concern for my beard being shaved and potentially the color of my beard. I appreciate that, but I don't need all that.
Yeah, that beard's gone, man. I mean, you're a cook there. But, Hugh, yeah, so you're right. The two turnovers early, I had nerves. I'm like, oh, boy. I mean, they're gonna let the Steelers get free points here. But the defense held it down.
Yes.
And then the offense, my goodness. That was star quarterback play by Jalen Hurts. They put it on him, and Hugh, I wouldn't say most of those were easy completions. I mean, those were higher level throws, right? Back shoulder throws. I'd say a lot of intermediate stuff between, I don't know, 12 to 18 yards where he's got to put the ball in a good window, and he did it on time. That was the best the passing game has looked all year long. You know, and I consider who they play, right? He had a big game against the Bengals. Remember that game where he played really well in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
But that Bengals defense, now that we've played the full season, that's a bad defense, right? That's probably why they looked that good that day. Yesterday, that was a good defense, and he did it to them yesterday. He was so good.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder. And I know Jalen said what he said, and he quieted the critics. But it kind of makes you wonder. Where was this all season long? Well, I don't understand for the life of me. And I'm not complaining, but if this beast has been in your repertoire this whole year, why do you wait to this moment to bring it out? And I understand that, you know, you said last week you want to do it your way, but your way the last couple of weeks have seemed like it's been a little bit of a struggle. I don't think that was scripted, like, you know, you're trying to make it out to be. I just say that. I mean, I like to win, but to sit there and say you look more decisive, you made decisions a lot quicker, so much so that even Tom Brady had to point that out, because I'm pretty sure he watched film, because he's not allowed to be around the teams, but he had to watch film. And that was one of the things that he said, was that you looked more decisive, and when you're like that, you're dangerous. And that's what he was yesterday. He knew exactly, there was no hesitation in Jalen Hurts' game yesterday. And that's why when he said what he said, I was like, well, wait a minute. Why was we hesitating all these other weeks?
Yeah, then? If we could do this every week, let's do it.
Let's do this. That
was Super Bowl football yesterday. On both sides of the football, that was Super Bowl football. Days like yesterday, you walk away, you turn the TV off, you said, that's the best team in the NFL. They're the most complete team. If Jalen plays like he did yesterday.
Then we have no worries.
Yeah, I'll just say it very simply like this. If Jalen Hurts plays like he did yesterday, they're going to raise a Lombardi trophy. That's it. I mean, they've got every other element. We've said it all year. The offensive line is great. The running game is great. The defense has been great for more than 2 months. I keep saying 2 months. We're at 2.5 months. The defense is great. I mean, it's a great Eagles defense. The last piece of the puzzle is this pass game. And yesterday, they were outstanding. And then how about that 10-minute drive? I mean, what? We had something like this last year. I think it was the Bucs game early in the 2023 season. On a Monday night, they went to Tampa and they held it for like the last 9 minutes, I think it was. Hugh, yesterday they got the ball back on the, what was it, the 2 or 3 yard line with 10:29 to go in the game. They never gave the ball back. 10:29. They had a 21-play drive. And in that drive, he hit a lot of big passes, a 3rd and 6 from the 7 yard line. I think on that final drive, he hit passes of 16 and 18 to move the chains. I mean, he was great. And you know, it's got to be demoralizing for a defender to be on the field at 10:29 and you never give the ball back to your offense.
Yeah. And you know, and another thing, Coach Sirianni is coaching better. You know, when you talk about some of those moments that we were questioning as far as his coaching acumen and all this other good stuff. He's coaching a lot better, man. I mean, this team is playing a lot smarter this time of the year, and that's something that you definitely need, you know, when you start talking about buttoning it up for the Super Bowl. I will say this about the way that they played yesterday, and it kind of goes into what happened at the bye. It's almost like a light switch came on, and they started to play like we thought they should have played at the beginning of the season. And I guess the best thing you can say for this team right now, Joe, they're a little bit of a late bloomer. Better late than never, though. And who was it we were talking to? I think it was RG3 the other day when he said, you want to start clicking late. You'd rather start clicking late than early. So I think the Eagles have probably hit their stride.
Well, I hope they have. If they hit their stride with the passing game, away we go. Because they've won 10 in a row, even though it's not been perfect along the way. This is the longest winning streak in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Which is history.
It's pretty remarkable. Like, 2017 was an unbelievable team. 2022, they had an unbelievable start to the year and got to the Super Bowl. Hugh, your teams. I mean, you had some long winning streaks when you were here.
Yeah, but nothing like this.
10 in a row in the NFL.
I mean, they're making history.
Wow.
I mean, it's something to be said about Jalen Hurts' style. You know, and I know it's not to everybody's liking, but it was something that was said at the pregame yesterday. I think I forgot who said it. But he just wins. It's not pretty. It's until it's written, I think that it's fair to just let it be whatever, I guess, they want it to be right now. I go back and think about the Splash Brothers. I think about Golden State. And when I told you the story about how you hear all the pundits say, oh, they can't win a championship that way. Maybe these guys are onto something. Maybe they're ushering in a new way of doing things. That remains to be seen, but maybe he is onto something.
Well, okay, can they win a championship? Yeah. I mean, they're good enough to win the Super Bowl. But the reason I think everyone is so excited today is because
they
the passing
won.
Game. Well, the
yeah.
passing game. They've won nine
and
in a row.
Complete.
Yeah, yesterday changed the way Yesterday changed the way I feel about them. Like, I think they were capable of winning the Super Bowl. I said that a month ago. But if they play like yesterday, they're going to win the Super Bowl. No one has all the elements that they showed yesterday. 215-592-9494. Is that what y'all wanted to see? And let's talk about this football team with another victory yesterday. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni here after the game, talking about Jalen Hurts being in complete control.
What do you think of the passing game?
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good. I thought Jalen did a great job of taking what the defense gave him, you know, getting a ball to our, you know, we had 200-yard receivers. I always think that's cool when that happens. And Jalen was in complete control. You know, just another good day by him. Yeah, good.
Yeah, you know, he downplayed it there. Yeah, complete control, good. No, it was great. That was a great game yesterday by Jalen Hurts. Let's hear from Jalen after the game. And he reserved the right yesterday to throw as many cliches as he wanted after the way he played. Here's Jalen.
The approach is a little different this week. And, you know, the grass will be green where you water it. And we decided to water it. And kind of saw the fruits of our labor in that. Obviously, we've been watering the running game a good bit. And
metaphorically speaking,
it's kind of natural to put an emphasis on one thing and kind of take an emphasis off of another and see what you guys have kind of seen. And so, you know, we want to just continue to be well-rounded, push to be well-rounded and water all areas of our yard.
That's pretty profound.
I think he found a way to mix together four different cliches into one.
I mean,
well-rounded
it was pretty profound, though, because, you know, we have somebody here that's always looking at somebody else's grass. And for him to say, you know, to cultivate his own yard the way that he did, I think that's pretty profound.
I'm glad he's listening to the show.
I will say this, too, is that he made it clear, and I'm not being nitpicky, but I just picked up on this, and it's my job.
On a Monday.
It's just my job to pick out stuff like this.
Oh.
It's funny how he said we decided to become more well-rounded. Not you or I. He said we as a, you know, as an offensive unit.
I thought that was pretty
interesting.
What do you think it means? Like the offensive coordinator,
well,
the coach?
It feels like, okay, since we're doing reckless speculation.
Well, I mean,
you
let us down this road.
No, I'm saying because we did it last week when AJ said passing and we assumed that he was talking about the quarterback. So let's do it again this week. Let's be consistent. When he said we decided to water other aspects of our grass, who do you think he's talking about?
The coaches.
Okay. So, with that being said, that's what AJ probably meant about the passing game last week.
Oh, we're back to this
season. I'm just saying. And I know, Laria, I know you're listening, and I know this has been litigated because I heard it say we've already litigated this. I just heard the cut, and I just thought that was pretty interesting the way he said, I'm not trying to relitigate anything that has already been litigated. I just thought that was pretty pretty profound.
You know what I heard? I heard through that we could have done this all along if we wanted to, but we were a running team. And what you could believe that or not. All I know is I needed to see it. I'm someone who needs to see something before I believe it. Now we saw it. They played at a super high level in the pass game yesterday. 215-592-9494. Is that what y'all wanted to see? Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles have won 10 football games in a row? And yesterday, they were driven by the quarterback.
Yes, and yes, Jalen, that's exactly what we wanted to see. If our passing game looks like that and Jalen Hurts plays the way that he did yesterday, like taking the keys, being in the driver's seat, I agree with you. The Eagles are the best team in football. It's hard to think of a fatal flaw with the way the offense played yesterday. It was a Jalen Hurts win. It was a Nick Sirianni win. And now with the one seed right within our sights, like I'm really starting to think about the Super Bowl, man. It really looks that way.
Yeah, it's hard not to. It is hard not to. And you're right, the one seed, and we'll break it all down where we're at. We're tied with the Lions right now, but what a real chance to grab the one seed. 215-592-9494. Total domination over the Steelers. A Mike Tomlin team has never been outgained by that many yards. Think about that for a second. He's been coaching in the NFL since, I believe, 07. Never has a Mike Tomlin team been outgained by that many yards. Let's go to Chris in Middletown to start us off. Chris, what's up?
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, I started thinking about the seating chart of the bus last night.
The seating chart?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we create a seating chart so we could put everyone in the right spot. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm next to Hugh.
What's the right spot?
I'm going to long talk to Hugh Douglas.
You got the spot right next to Hugh. Lock it in.
What is the right spot?
I'll show you my seating chart.
Actually, and here's the thing. We'll put him, if it's a row of three, we'll put me on one side and we'll put Herb on the other side.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, lots of lawn talking going on there.
Sounds
lots
riveting.
Sports talk, exactly
I'm
what
so
you
excited.
Want.
It's only 18 hours.
Yeah, I'm so
relax.
Excited.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Hugh, though, you know what? On Friday, you were Downer Douglas, okay? So we told you so. So you deserve to sit between Hugh and I on the bus, right? We set a franchise win streak. I mean, this is history-making, Joe. And I wonder, do we have the greatest Eagles team in the history of the Eagles on our hands here. Just maybe throwing a take out there. Eagles fans, here's what you need to do. You need to thank us, okay? That's WIP. That's the callers. That's the hosts, the great hosts like Joe Giglio, Spike Eskin, Kyle. You know, we held Jalen and Nick accountable, okay? We forced Nick. Nick went back and he reshuffled the core values. And, you know, and Jalen finally let it rip. You know, guys, that's what we're here for. And the other thing with this, though, we need to focus on, in all seriousness, that's getting lost in the shuffle, is this team is led by the defense, okay? I heard some numbskull on this sports talk station over the weekend going on and on that the defense finally needs to show up to win a game because it's all been on the offense. I mean, I don't know who they're watching, but let's be clear about this. This team, this offense, starts slow every single game, and it's infuriating. And we stay in there. Why? Because of the defense, because of Hugh Douglas Thundercats, okay? We gave up two first-quarter fumbles. And all they could muster out of it was 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew. I said, this is it. They had their massive chance. That is not a team that could score massive points, and especially without Pickens. And I'm like, they had their big chance to get ahead of us and change our game formula and control the game. They failed. So it is a defensive-led team. It's a beautiful Monday.
It really is. And, Chris, I'm glad you said it. You mentioned it, too. That defense – it reminded me of the Packers game. Remember earlier, the first game of the season, mm-hmm. where the defense held down until the offense figured it out? And that was yesterday. Because those two fumbles back-to-back.
That's demoralizing.
Sure.
That could kill your football team. We're sitting there, and me and I could watch the game, and I'm like, dog, the most you can hope for in this situation, because they got the first fumble,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to get out of unscathed. Then to come right back and give them the ball down there in the territory that they were in. I think because they were like on a 30 or something.
Yeah.
And I said, the best you can hope for right now is to just give up 3 points. And that's what they did. Because that was, at that point, Pittsburgh was not able to move the ball down the field. And even, it was telling because even when the game started to look like it was starting to get away from them, because I think it was like 13-3 or something like that, they still stayed with the running game because they knew that they really didn't have too many opportunities in the passing game to take them deep. So they tried to really stay within themselves and try to keep get the running game going to try to keep it close. That was a little, I was a little nervous about that too because, you know, in the running game, it's not so much what you do in the first half, it's the second half.
Yeah, you wear a team down.
Yeah, and I tell you, man, for this team to be playing the way that they're playing, there's no fall off from the first half to the second half as far as their resilience and the way that they play the run. They're pretty stout against the run in the first half and in the second half. That's pretty impressive.
I love watching this
late
defense.
In the game, too.
I just love watching this defense play. I mean, they fly to the football. They're physical up front. They've got a good pass rush now that has developed over the course of the season. And their secondary players play tough. I mean, even yesterday, Slay, who you would kind of not think of that in that realm, that his game is more finesse than it is toughness, he's trying to put a fight up as the guy's pushing him into the stands. And then Quinyon comes over and tries to help him out. They have shown on defense the entire year, Hugh, just uncanny toughness, and they're really good. And then the offense is just, right now, when you throw in the balance of the passing game yesterday, they look unstoppable. Aaron is up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we today?
Good, Aaron. What's up?
I got one thing to say. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Aaron, what a day yesterday. What a victory over the Steelers.
I got 2 points. The first point, Brandon Graham, MVP of the season. Sometimes in comic books, your hero has to become the anti-hero. And Brandon Graham last week knew exactly what he was doing. He became the catalyst to bring the team together. And the result was on Sunday.
I agree with you, Aaron. I think it had. I said it last week. I thought it would be a good thing that he said what he said because they couldn't ignore it. And they got out ahead of it. They talked about it. And now, look, they played their best game.
I'm a little bit emotional today.
You about to cry?
Because I got a bone to pick with Mr. Negative Nelly, a.k.a. Joe Giglio.
Hmm.
Oh, he picked a bone with you. What did Joe do?
What did I do?
I think Joe is suffering from what they call vegetarian or vegan brain fog.
Okay. You know what? Shut up.
Either magic or tragic. There's no even. It's one way or another. They're either going to the Super Bowl or the team's going to implode. Two, I think what you need to do is go down to your local steakhouse, buy Joe a nice big old porterhouse T-bone.
And he got to eat it.
Lots of fat on it. Get that in the system. And I think we got a new Joe Giglio coming next week.
Well, it depends on how they play, Aaron. You're right. It's magic or tragic. I like the way you frame that. If they throw the ball like yesterday, Aaron, we're going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win the Super Bowl. If they throw it like they did against Carolina, they're not. I think it's pretty simple. I don't think it's magic or tragic. I think it's just black and white or whatever.
Joe, the other thing, I think you owe an apology
to
the Georgia Bulldogs on the team and Nick Fangio, because I believe at the beginning of the season that maybe you were talking that these Georgia players were a bust. And you look at this defense right now, and we're young.
They look great.
And we're strong. And we're Philadelphia Eagles, our homegrown talent. We are on our way, my friend. Let's go Super Bowl!
Aaron, good phone call. So, I didn't think they were bust, but I did wonder if they were, and I said this, we discussed it in the summer, like, were they all great, or were they just collectively great together in college? But the job Vic Fangio has done with these guys, I mean, look, we all knew Carter could play. I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah,
but
he's a beast.
But Nolan Smith has come around, and I just think he's getting better.
N'Kobe Dean is healthy.
N'Kobe's played really well. I mean, he just makes plays every week. And look, it's worked. I mean, Howie Roseman knew what he was doing, and we're seeing the fruits of it right now. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls on the win today. How it sounded here on WIP. We got a montage for you. And
we need a montage.
We do. And what Jay Glazer and Ian Rapoport reported yesterday about the team navigated what was a wild week. 215-592-9494. It's the midday show as the Eagles have won 10 straight, and yesterday it was because of the quarterback. We'll discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show.
There you go. That's a classic right
10
there.
10 wins in a row. It's a good one. It's perfect. 10 okay, wins. This team hasn't lost since September. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls in just a second here. And we will let you hear the montage in this segment. How it all sounded yesterday on WIP as the Eagles win by 14 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But yesterday wasn't just a Jalen Hurts victory. We got to give a lot of credit to the head coach. I said last week, Sirianni can't let this season fall apart. He can't let what happened last year again with the locker room issues and infighting and whatever's going on. And he did not. Good job by Sirianni keeping them together. Let's hear from Jay Glazer on Fox yesterday morning before the game started on what this week was for the Philadelphia Eagles and the team meeting they had.
They nipped in the butt real quick. They're in a team meeting. AJ and Jalen got up, dapped each other up, and said, "We're good. I want to make sure everyone knows we're good." But Brandon Graham then got up and he apologized to the entire team collectively, but he also went off and apologized individually, saying, "Man, I'm really sorry that I was a distraction this week."
What do you make of that, Hugh? That the handshake, they dapped it up in front of the team. They hugged it out in front of everyone.
It was something that had to be done. I told you Brandon was high, man, when he said what he said. He was high, and he came from a perspective of, I don't know, I guess he felt something in the room, and that's why he said what he said. But I think it was important for them to do it the way that they did it, because people have an opinion about this. And if it was one of those things that if it felt like it wasn't addressed the way that it was addressed, it has the tendency to fester. So I think they all knew that. And so it was a gesture to show everyone that they're on the same page. Because the one thing you don't want is what happened with the T.O. situation. Guys get in silos. They go either team Jalen or team AJ. And as you saw yesterday, both receivers ate. It was not a one-person thing or it was like that. They both receivers ate. The running back, until he got hurt, it looked like it was a symbiotic relationship. It was a great day, man. It was a great day. Kenny Gainwell had a nice run. Nice couple runs.
My guy Kenny G making play. That spin move he had. But you're right about the receivers. I mean, I can't remember the last time they both had that many targets in a game. Usually it's one or the other.
It was like between the two of them, it was like damn near 20 targets, yeah. 19 targets.
And they were very efficient on those targets.
18 targets, something
Jalen
like that.
Obviously very accurate, throwing the ball mid-tier and down the field. He was great, but I'm still glad that Brandon did what he did last week. There was an elephant in the room. The fact that they shook hands in front of the team makes you know something was going on, and that's okay. Like, what was the term we heard last week? Brothers fight?
Yeah.
But they fought, and now they got past it, and they played a great football game. Let's hear from Ian Rapoport talking about Nick Sirianni, what he tried to do last week to keep this team together.
Well, first of all, Rich, sometimes when there are controversies like this, you say, oh, the media's kind of blown out of proportion. First of all, this time it started with Brandon Graham, a leader on the team, and one of their teammates who kind of brought it out in the open, like, yeah, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown's relationship is not maybe the best of friends. It is okay. They don't need to be best friends. Really, the question is, can they coexist on the field? Can they play together? And to that end, Nick Sirianni has taken time this week, as he's done in previous weeks, but specifically this week, to show the team group celebrations and just give them an idea of, one, it takes everyone to create these great moments. And two, these are the kinds of things we can do when we are together. As Sirianni tells the team, you cannot be great without the greatness of others. He is trying to preach togetherness to get the Eagles where they need to go, Rich.
He deserves credit. Look, if they had fallen apart yesterday and lost, it would have been like, here we go again. Sirianni's lost the locker room. He kept them together. I mean, he found a way, whether it be through the meetings or what they all did in front of the team, to keep them together, and then they played great. 215-592-9494. Let's react here. Anthony in Jersey's up on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
He's batting down. Load him up and truck him.
Hey.
Many men.
He makes the songs together. He's doing the remix.
That's all right.
What they say can't be done.
I like
How
it, Anthony.
Guys?
What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great. My Steeler friends, they mad at me right now, and hell with them. Now, you know what? A.J. Brown, I know what he was talking about when he said passing. We all were skeptical at first, but whether or not it was Jalen, but this is what A.J. Brown means. He knows what this offense is capable of doing. And I'm not going to lie, we all got caught up in the Saquon Barkley rushing for 2,000 yards, breaking the record, which was cool. But A.J. was telling everybody, don't get caught up in that. let's be a team. And as a team, when everything works so well-rounded, how Jalen said, we put too much water over here and not enough over there, things like that can happen. But don't let that discourage you. We are who we are, and he is who he is, which is a winner. Let's go, Jalen. Let's go, BG. Good job, fellas.
Good like, stuff, Anthony. Appreciate it. Hear what he got to say.
I just love how only in Philadelphia we hear exactly what we want to hear.
Every week.
Regardless of what, like, we've went from, and I'm not picking on you, the caller, but when AJ said last week, passing, we went from he talking bad about the quarterback to basically saying that when he said passing, he's like, we need to be more well-rounded.
No, he said what he said.
In our approach.
He said what he said.
I just find it amazing how we hear exactly what we want to hear predicated on the way that we feel in the moment.
So for anyone out there who is like, see, you looked too hard last week. No, the reason everyone is so excited today is because Jalen played that way. The Eagles had won 9 games in a row before Sunday.
Yeah.
This today feels like the most excited I've heard everyone the entire time, because this one was complete, Hugh. It wasn't just one thing.
And it wasn't a tomato can.
No.
It wasn't a tomato can.
It was the
can.
Best defense they've seen all year.
And it was against a team that you had somebody like, you got everything that you wanted in this game outside of being down, but you got punched in the mouth.
Sure.
You got punched in the mouth a couple times. And I would venture to say that there were a lot of people that when they got punched the first time, and what I mean by punched, metaphorically speaking, is when they had the turnover, people were like, oh.
Back-to-back turnovers, really.
And people, the first one was like, oh, we got punched in the mouth. How are we going to do? And then we got punched in the mouth again. Now, that's when you get a little bit of bungholitis. That's when everybody gets a little tight, because you don't know what's going to happen. Because that play right there could have been a momentum swinger. Mm. And for you to get out of that moment virtually unscathed by giving up 3 points. Because, you know, we were talking about early in the game, but the turnover differential. And forget you, Kyle, you do not clip that off.
Differential, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that. And in that moment, everything that we talked about this week kind of came up. It just kind of bubbled to the top, because you were like, first thing I thought, oh, hell. What if they changed the game plan and didn't have turnovers? I'm like, yeah, this has the potential to be a talking point.
So, look, the Eagles.
And they survived that.
The Eagles were obviously better. They have better players, just an overall better team. They were at home. The only way that the Steelers were going to win that game is if we gave it to them. And that first half, to your point, Hugh, we were kind of giving them a chance. And then, but it flipped back around. The game really was won for me. I know the 10-minute drive is what got everyone like excited. I thought the game was won. The Najee Harris fumble, it's 20-13.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles go down and have like a 6-minute drive and go up 27-13.
Taking time off the clock.
It was over. Like, the 10-minute drive was a cool exclamation point. When it was 27-13, there's no way without George Pickens they're scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter on this defense. The game was over there because of how good this Eagles defense is. But I just keep coming back to, they won yesterday against a good defense. And Jalen Hurts drove the car yesterday. He was not along for the ride. He drove that car, and he drove it well. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, Jeff?
Yeah, that was yet another total domination of the AFC North team.
Mm-hmm.
We swept. We sprinted through the AFC.
Swept the whole division.
Swept them. And that was that. When I saw those games come up on the schedule, I'm like, man, we're going to have a tough time because these teams are good.
Yep.
Even Cincinnati, even though their defense is terrible, they had a great offense. Anyway. The defense set the tone in that game. First 3 series, 3 and out against Pittsburgh. That was the tone setter right there. And honestly, that was the first time in the first quarter I'm like, yeah, we'll be fine today. Because every first quarter, we don't score a lot of points. Seems like the other team always gets something on the board, at least a touchdown. Not this time.
I mean, they dominated. Like, Jeff, there were moments in the game you felt like, really, and I know they are, and we've seen this in their other games, like, they made a Steelers team that has 10 wins look like a very average football team. That they just clamped down on them.
Yep. And it's so on brand for Philadelphia. When Chris was talking earlier about taking credit for Jalen playing well because we passively, aggressively said he wasn't very good for the last 10 games. And now all of a sudden we're going to take credit for him being good. Look, the fact is, the only the only statistics that count at the end of the season is under that W and under that L. Anything else, we're not going to remember a lot of this 10 years from now. We're just going to look back and say,
they won.
They ran off 10 games in a row, man.
Yeah.
And they've got
to a Super Bowl. Honestly,
yeah.
That's all that matters. And they can look, we don't know what the game plans are going in. So if they're running the ball a lot more, we don't know that they're doing it because we all assume that we think Jalen's not good enough to handle it. But that's not really the case most of the time.
The details don't matter. It's just, can they do it when the games are bigger? And yesterday,
they proved it yesterday. Yeah,
right, exactly. They did yesterday. Yep. They really hadn't done all year, Jeff, and we appreciate it. Against a good defense, throw the ball to drive the game, and they did it. I mean, Jalen threw the ball 32 times, and everything was excellent in terms of how he threw the ball, his accuracy, his decision-making. And the stats bear it out. I mean, he was great yesterday. Let's listen to how it sounded right here on WIP, a montage of the Eagles' 10th straight victory.
What a week in Philadelphia. The drama in the media with the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, the wide receiver, A.J. Brown, was nonstop.
He fires. He completes it down to the 40 to A.J. Brown. He didn't have to wait very long. Second play. Looks. Fires. A.J. Brown along the sideline across the 40. Hurts is firing for A.J. Brown, who spins around and makes the back shoulder play out of the Steelers' 34-yard line. Down, he gives off. It's Barkley. He's got the first down and more. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He crashes down at the 4. Saquon Barkley. Hurts this time backs up. Look, fires complete. A.J. Brown! In the back of the end zone.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
After the game, the reporters will ask A.J. Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passing.
That was our moment to tell everybody to shut up.
Wilson takes the snap. Here comes the rush. They are grabbing him. They've got him. And they've sacked him.
Sweaty.
Give this one the jar sweat.
Sweaty.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the run. He lets it go. He completes it. He's got a first down and more. A.J. Brown breaking the tackle at the 25. A.J. Brown. And you can look from here and see him smiling ear to ear. He's got Gainwell at the 10. Gainwell at the 5. Gainwell at the 1.
This is one of the best examples I've seen in a while of Jalen Hurts actually surveying the field.
Hurts fires. Hurts completes it. Devontae Smith.
You ask about Devontae, well, there he is right there.
Well, I was just feeling bad for him. He was left out. First down, the give goes to Hurts. Hurts holds on as he comes down at the 26-yard line. Great fake.
Aha, uh-huh. He faked you out too, did he?
Out of my boots. Hurts goes back. He looks. He starts to run, and he flips the ball over to Barkley. Barkley makes a man miss, and he dives forward and almost picks up a first down. Hurts with a basketball pass. Chest pass to Barkley.
I remember doing this in the backyard. That's fun.
Well, now they line up again with Johnny Wilson in the push part. They do it again. And
touchdown.
It
Come
is
on.
A waiting. Touchdown. There it is. All this nonsense this week about this and that about not passing. It all goes away.
We start watering that and stop watering other part.
And the Philadelphia Eagles have won their 10th game in a row, and they are now 12-2. A magnificent performance.
12-2.
Start watering that thing.
Yeah, and then you got to water this, and then you got the sharpening of the tools. I just was impressed. What was more impressive to you, Hugh, yesterday? Jalen's play or his ability to weave together four cliches into one answer?
The cliches were impressive. It was like he was sitting on those for the last couple of weeks. But I think the most impressive thing was the fact that he looked more in command of that offense yesterday. And I think that's important, man, because if you're being honest, the last couple of weeks, he didn't look in command.
No.
He looked indecisive. Whatever they did this week to make him make it easier him to make those quick decisions, we need to do that every week.
There were a couple of plays that I just hadn't seen much of all year. One, it was almost like they moved the pocket left. He rolled left, but to throw immediately, and AJ was just standing by the sideline waiting for it. And then there was the back shoulder throw to AJ, which I don't know why they don't do more. I mean, how many corners in the NFL could stop that? Like, I don't know, four of them, maybe the whole league? Most teams don't have that guy.
The biggest thing that stuck out to me is they threw AJ the ball and allowed him to do what a receiver of his caliber does.
Yep.
Like, that's the biggest thing. Put it in his hands and let him go to work. Like, give him the ball immediately. That's the biggest difference, Joe. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm not being nitpicky, but that's what happened yesterday. You threw the ball on time, and you allowed AJ to do what AJ does, make people look bad. Man, they were taking their turns on Joey Porter Jr. for the most part, because you put the ball in a position where he caught it in stride, and you let him do the rest. You let him do the rest. It should have. There is no way on God's green earth, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, because we saw yesterday what we should have been seeing all year long.
Well, that's why, like, you know, all, the whole week with the noise, this is what we wanted. Because there's a reason, Hugh, everyone is more excited today than they have been in a long time.
Yeah, because he made decisions. It wasn't like he was going for the home run ball. Man, he threw one ball to Schmitty, where Schmitty, before he whipped his head around, it was on him. The ball was right there. Like, that's quarterback play. Like, even I know that. The ball comes out in time where Schmitty has to whip his head around, and bap, is right there. That's the first time in a long time Jalen's done that.
It was the final piece of the puzzle. I mean, like, look, the puzzle this year has come together, right? Sirianni has coached better as the year has gone on, and his in-game decisions have been better. The defense since the fifth game of the year has been the best in the entire NFL. I mean, so much to the point where that beard of yours is going to be gone or green in about a month.
Yeah, which everybody likes to remind me about.
Oh, yeah. So we got the defense. The coach has been better. The offensive line is obviously great. The running back has been an MVP candidate the whole year, and we know he can dominate a game and take over at any point and hit home runs. The last piece of the puzzle was the pass game. And for whatever reason this year, it was, until yesterday, very choppy and not great. I mean, that's the most basic way I could say it. It just wasn't a great passing game until yesterday. Yesterday, you watched that and you're like, whoa. When you add all these elements in, like, I could picture it. You could just close your eyes and see a Lombardi being raised in New Orleans in the beginning of February. That was it.
And it was just brought to my attention that Jalen did not use metaphors, Joe. It was superfluous metaphors.
Okay.
So it's a difference.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he mixed the Edgar Allan Poe.
Superfluous metaphor. I like superfluous metaphors.
I liked it too. I just was listening. Wait, did he say sharpening the tools, watering the grass, and another thing in there?
He was metaphorically speaking.
He just mixed them all in. I guess when you play that well, you could do it.
You can do what you want to do.
Yep. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Guys, I mean, how we doing today? Just checking the vibe.
Oh, okay. We're doing great. What's up?
Victory
so
Monday.
First off, let me say, I know a lot of people put stuff on the media, but they Plexico burns themselves last week. I don't hear nothing about the media.
No, that was them. Cold. Yeah, we think his phone call dropped. But no, I mean, everything that happened, it's funny how it was framed yesterday in the national conversation, right? The Rappaport, the Jay Glazer. They brought this on themselves last week. It was AJ after the game, and then it was Brandon.
It's the narrative that people want to go with.
Sure.
You know, and I even saw where people talk about, oh, you made up a story. No, I hate that I have to reiterate this. I am in a space where I'm so comfortable. I don't have to make up stories. I don't. When I sat there and I said it when it happened, and Brandon came and said, do you think we said too much? I said too much. It's like, yeah, but we're going to take it and run with it, because that's what it is in the media. Don't act like people act like we sat here and we piecemealed this story together. Hey, how can we make it controversial for the Eagles this week? No. It got controversial when AJ said what he said, which I didn't think was a big deal. But when you add fuel to the fire.
Brandon. Yeah, Brandon's thing.
That's when it gets out of hand.
So I actually, and I tried to say this last week, I thought it was a good thing. Like, while everyone was trying to blame who you're mad at in terms of it's AJ or Brandon or WIP or whatever, I thought it was a good thing. They couldn't ignore it. They had to talk through it. Obviously, they did. And then they went out and they responded. So whatever. They create their own distraction and then bounce back from it. Great. Wonderful. It worked, and it was awesome. Black Reddy's phone's back up. What's up, Black Reddy?
My bad. I played the code myself, too. I'm just saying that it wasn't the media. So for them to go out there and do what they need to do, that's what had to happen for them. You know what I mean? So if they need a rallying cry, they need a prerogative song, whatever they got to do to get themselves right, they did it. Now, about Jalen Hurts, if you're listening to the radio, how do you want it? Because he can do whatever you want, because he wants to win the game. State Farm went down. Oh, he couldn't rely on the crutch and running because the Steelers were stopping the run. They were stonewalled. And what did the dude do? Went out there and threw that thing all over the field. So I really don't care if he only wins with 97 yards, because we got the win. Because you know if the run goes away, he can do it. And so he showed it. you can shut up and you can enjoy it because I was a great George W. And by the way, you talk about how good the defense is. Well, I'm just saying you, when you only have to play 15 to 20 minutes for an entire football game, you best to be fresh, you.
Yeah, that's
true. You best to be fresh, okay? The offense held the ball for 3 days, 9 nights, and Tom was out there making Nick Sirianni mistakes. Best thing I can say about Nick, because you know I don't like Nick, I will say this to you, Nick. I'm so happy I haven't had to say your name in these last 10 games, so you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm going to give you a card. I'm going to give you a little bit of flowers. I ain't had to say your name, so I've been upset. You've been making the right calls. You've been doing the right thing. You cheerleaded. You got your team together. Great George W. You. Eastbound and down. You get on that bus. It's really serious now. At this point, I'm really
dead like his mind about
to be. Hugh, get your beard ready for the green shower. And Joe Giglio, call his brother. Let's get this bus ready. Let's get, ride on the line. We got to get serious about this trip because we about to dip. I talk, y'all. Go back.
Love it, Black Radio. And yes, I'm telling you, I have the seating chart. Like, we have to start really planning this thing because right now, I think that as of this morning, the Eagles and Lions are basically the same odds to get to the Super Bowl of the NFC. Now, the Eagles.
And they're beat up.
They're very
beat
up.
They're super beat up.
Very beat up. And there is a path now to the one seed. It's still not, I wouldn't say the Eagles are the favorite for the one seed, but the chances are about, I saw one projection this morning, Lions 54%, Eagles 39%. Like, it's pretty close to, they could have a real chance at the one seed. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Hey now, say now, man. Hey now, say now. Hey, Joe, you heard what Jalen Hurts said. Is that what they wanted to see?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not
is that
entertained?
What they wanted to see?
Yeah.
Man, I got to say, this team, you guys said it earlier, we had two turnovers earlier. And a normal football team, this was showing me about the Eagles yesterday, that they're the most complete team in football, that through adversity, they don't fade, they don't flinch. Them two fumbles, a normal team would have crumbled. This team let up 3 points. And you, man, they only get up 13 points yesterday, man. That beard, bro, I don't know.
You know
man.
What, man?
Listen,
Terrence, I know how to do math. Not probably the greatest mathematician, but I know it's not looking great for me.
I'm pretty good at math.
Y'all gonna get off. Y'all gonna leave me alone.
Here's the math on this: 42 points. If the Eagles allow 42 or less the next 3 weeks, it's over.
Joe couldn't wait to send me that this morning. He couldn't wait to send that out.
I had the calculator
out
and everything.
And Jalen Hurts, man, he has put the critics to rest. We know we can throw the ball now, and I feel like every test this team has had, we have beaten so many good teams this year on the schedule, and it still is with the last great team that we beat with a good record. So this team is for real. They showed me that yesterday. Like Hugh said earlier, this is the most complete game these guys played. And Jalen Hurts continued to carve these guys up. And I say right now, there's no reason. I'm going to call it right now. We're the most complete team in football. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Because out of all the teams I see, out of the eye test, no team is more complete than the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm going to say it right now. We're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a revenge game Super Bowl. And we're going to whoop that ass. We're gonna whoop that trick, and we're gonna bring this thing back to Philly, man.
I tell you what,
man. If we get Eagles Chiefs again, a revenge spot against Andy, maybe Carson Wentz has to come in the game because Mahomes is hobbling. Boy,
man,
that'd
be
wild.
Back. He'll be back.
No,
he'll
be fine. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Reacting to the win, is that what y'all wanted to see? Jalen Hurts said it. Does WIP deserve credit for yesterday? That's come out in this hour. Back to all your phone calls coming up. And the man who called the game on WIP yesterday joins us next, Merrill Reese. He'll join us, your calls as well. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started at $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show.
There you go. That's a classic right
10
there.
10 wins in a row. It's a good one. It's perfect. 10 wins. Team hasn't lost since September. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls in just a second here. And we will let you hear the montage in this segment. How it all sounded yesterday on WIP as the Eagles win by 14 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But yesterday wasn't just a Jalen Hurts victory. We got to give a lot of credit to the head coach. I said last week, Sirianni can't let this season fall apart. He can't let what happened last year again with the locker room issues and infighting and whatever's going on. And he did not. Good job by Sirianni keeping them together. Let's hear from Jay Glazer on Fox yesterday morning before the game started on what this week was for the Philadelphia Eagles and the team meeting they had.
They nipped in the butt real quick. They're in a team meeting. AJ and Jalen got up, dapped each other up, said, "We're good. I want to make sure everyone knows we're good." But Brandon Graham then got up and he apologized to the entire team collectively, but he also went off and apologized individually, saying, "Man, I'm really sorry that I was a distraction this week."
What do you make of that, Hugh? That the handshake, they dapped it up in front of the team. They hugged it out in front of everyone.
It was something that had to be done. I told you Brandon was high, man, when he said what he said. He was high, and he came from a perspective of, I guess he felt something in the room, and that's why he said what he said. But I think it was important for them to do it the way that they did it, because people have an opinion about this. And if it was one of those things that if it felt like it wasn't addressed the way that it was addressed, it has the tendency to fester. So I think they all knew that. And so it was a gesture to show everyone that they're on the same page. Because the one thing you don't want is what happened with the T.O. situation. Guys get in silos. They go either team Jalen or team AJ. And as you saw yesterday, both receivers ate. It was not a one-person thing or it was like that. They both receivers ate. The running back, until he got hurt, it looked like it was a symbiotic relationship. It was a great day, man. It was a great day. Kenny Gainwell had a nice run. Nice couple runs.
My guy Kenny G making play. That spin move he had. But you're right about the receivers. I mean, I can't remember the last time they both had that many targets in a game. Usually it's one or the other.
It was like between the two of them, it was like damn near 20 targets, yeah. 19 targets.
And they were very efficient on those targets.
18 targets, something
Jalen,
like that.
Obviously very accurate, throwing the ball mid-tier and down the field. He was great, but I'm still glad that Brandon did what he did last week. There was an elephant in the room. The fact that they shook hands in front of the team makes you know something was going on, and that's okay. Like, what was the term we heard last week? Brothers fight?
Yeah.
But they fought, and now they got past it, and they played a great football game. Let's hear from Ian Rapoport talking about Nick Sirianni, what he tried to do last week to keep this team together.
Well, first of all, Rich, sometimes when there are controversies like this, you say, the media's kind of blown out of proportion. First of all, this time it started with Brandon Graham, a leader on the team, and one of their teammates who kind of brought it out in the open. Like, yeah, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown's relationship is not maybe the best of friends. It is okay. They don't need to be best friends. Really, the question is, can they coexist on the field? Can they play together? And to that end, Nick Sirianni has taken time this week, as he's done in previous weeks, but specifically this week, to show the team group celebrations and just give them an idea of, one, it takes everyone to create these great moments. And two, these are the kinds of things we can do when we are together. As Sirianni tells the team, you cannot be great without the greatness of others. He is trying to preach togetherness to get the Eagles where they need to go, Rich.
He deserves credit. Look, if they had fallen apart yesterday and lost, it would have been like, here we go again. Sirianni's lost the locker room. He kept them together. I mean, he found a way, whether it be through the meetings or what they all did in front of the team, to keep them together. And then they played great. 215-592-9494. Let's react here. Anthony in Jersey's up on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
He's batting down. Load him up and truck him.
Hey.
Many men.
He makes the songs. Yeah, he's doing the remix.
That's all right.
What they say can't be done.
I like
How
it, Anthony.
Guys?
What's up, buddy?
On,
what are you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm feeling great. My Steeler friends, they mad at me right now, and the hell with them. Now, you know what? A.J. Brown, I know what he was talking about when he said passing. We all were skeptical at first, but whether or not it was Jalen, but this is what A.J. Brown means. He knows what this offense is capable of doing, and I'm not going to lie, we all got caught up in the Saquon Barkley rushing for 2,000 yards, breaking the record, which was cool, but A.J. was telling everybody, don't get caught up in that. let's be a team. And as a team, when everything worked so well-rounded, how Jalen said, we put too much water over here and not enough over there, things like that can happen. But don't let that discourage you. We are who we are, and he is who he is, which is a winner. Let's go, Jalen. Let's go, BG. Good job, fellas.
Good stuff, Anthony. Appreciate it. Hear what he got to say.
I just love how only in Philadelphia we hear exactly what we want to hear.
Every week.
Regardless of what. Like, we've went from that, and I'm not picking on you, the caller. But when AJ said last week, passing, we went from he talking bad about the quarterback to basically saying that when he said passing, he's like, we need to be more well-rounded.
No, he said what he said.
In our approach.
He said what he said.
I just find it amazing how we hear exactly what we want to hear predicated on the way that we feel in the moment.
So for anyone out there who is like, see, you laid too hard last week. No, the reason everyone is so excited today is because Jalen played that way. The Eagles had won 9 games in a row before Sunday.
Yeah.
This today feels like the most excited I've heard everyone the entire time, because this one was complete, Hugh. It wasn't just one thing.
And it wasn't a tomato can.
No.
It wasn't a tomato can.
It was the
can.
Best defense they've seen all year.
And it was against a team that you had somebody. Like, you got everything that you wanted in this game outside of being down, but you got punched in the mouth.
Sure.
You got punched in the mouth a couple times. And I would venture to say that there were a lot of people that when they got punched the first time, and what I mean by punched metaphorically speaking is when they had the turnover, people were like, oh.
Back-to-back turnovers, really.
And people, the first one was like, oh, we got punched in the mouth. How are we going to do? And then we got punched in the mouth again. Now, that's when you get a little bit of bungholitis. That's when everybody gets a little tight because you don't know what's going to happen. Because that play right there could have been a momentum swinger. Mm. And for you to get out of that moment virtually unscathed by giving up 3 points. Because, you know, we were talking about early in the game the turnover differential. And forget you, Kyle. You do not clip that off.
differential, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that. And in that moment, everything that we talked about this week kind of came up. It just kind of bubbled to the top because you were like, first thing I thought, oh, hell. What if they changed the game plan and didn't have turnovers? I'm like, yeah, this has the potential to be a talking point.
So, look, the Eagles.
And they survived that.
The Eagles were obviously better. They have better players, just an overall better team. They were at home. The only way that the Steelers were going to win that game is if we gave it to them. And that first half, to your point, Hugh, we were kind of giving them a chance. And then, but it flipped back around. The game really was won for me. I know the 10-minute drive is what got everyone, like, excited. I thought the game was won. The Najee Harris fumble, it's 20-13.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles go down and have like a 6-minute drive and go up 27-13.
Taking time off the clock.
It was over. Like, the 10-minute drive was a cool exclamation point. When it was 27-13, there's no way without George Pickens they're scoring 14 points in the fourth quarter on this defense. The game was over there because of how good this Eagles defense is. But I just keep coming back to, they won yesterday against a good defense. And Jalen Hurts drove the car yesterday. He was not along for the ride. He drove that car, and he drove it well. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, Jeff?
Yeah, that was yet another total domination of the AFC North team.
Mm-hmm.
We swept. We sprinted through the AFC.
Swept the whole division.
Swept them. And that was that. When I saw those games come up on the schedule, I'm like, man, we're going to have a tough time because these teams are good.
Yep.
Even Cincinnati, even though their defense is terrible, they had a great offense. Anyway. The defense set the tone in that game. First three series, 3 and out against Pittsburgh. That was the tone setter right there. And honestly, that was the first time in the first quarter I'm like, yeah, we'll be fine today. Because every first quarter, we don't score a lot of points. Seems like the other team always gets something on the board, at least a touchdown. Not this time.
I mean, they dominated. Like, Jeff, there were moments in the game you felt like, really, and I know they are, and we've seen this in their other games, like, they made a Steeler team that has 10 wins look like a very average football team. That they just clamped down on them.
Yep. And it's so on brand for Philadelphia. When Chris was talking earlier about taking credit for Jalen playing well because we passively, aggressively said he wasn't very good for the last 10 games. And now all of a sudden we're going to take credit for him being good. Look, the fact is, the only the only statistics that count at the end of the season is under that W and under that L. Anything else, we're not going to remember a lot of this 10 years from now. We're just going to look back and say,
Damn,
they ran off 10 games in a row, man.
Yeah.
And they've got
to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Honestly, that's all that matters. And they can look, we don't know what the game plans are going in. So if they're running the ball a lot more, we don't know that they're doing it because we all assume that we think Jalen's not good enough to handle it. But that's not really the case most of the time.
Well, the details don't matter. It's just, can they do it when the games are bigger? And yesterday,
they proved it yesterday.
Right, exactly. They did yesterday. Yep. They really hadn't done all year, Jeff, and we appreciate it. Against a good defense, throw the ball to drive the game, and they did it. I mean, Jalen threw the ball 32 times, and everything was excellent in terms of how he threw the ball, his accuracy, his decision-making. And the stats bear it out. I mean, he was great yesterday. Let's listen to how it sounded right here on WIP, a montage of the Eagles' 10th straight victory.
What a week in Philadelphia. The drama in the media with the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, the wide receiver, A.J. Brown, was nonstop.
He fires. He completes it down near the 40 to A.J. Brown. He didn't have to wait very long. Second play. Looks. Fires. A.J. Brown along the sideline across the 40. Hurts is firing for A.J. Brown, who spins around and makes the back shoulder play out of the Steelers' 34-yard line. Down, he gives off. It's Barkley. He's got the first down and more. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He crashes down at the 4. Saquon Barkley. Hurts this time backs up. Look, fires complete. A.J. Brown! In the back of the end zone.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
After the game, the reporters will ask A.J. Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passing.
That was our moment to tell everybody shut up.
Wilson takes the snap. Here comes the rush. They are grabbing him. They've got him. And they've sacked him.
Sweaty.
Give this one the jar sweat.
Sweaty.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the run. He lets it go. He completes it. He's got a first down and more. A.J. Brown breaking the tackle at the 25. A.J. Brown. And you can look from here and see him smiling ear to ear. He's got Gainwell at the 10. Gainwell at the 5. Gainwell at the 1.
This is one of the best examples I've seen in a while of Jalen Hurts actually surveying the field.
Hurts fires. Hurts completes it. Devontae Smith.
You ask about Devontae, well, there he is right there.
Well, I was just feeling bad for him. He was left out. First down, the give goes to Hurts. Hurts holds on as he comes down at the 26-yard line. Great fake.
Aha, he faked you out too, did he?
Out of my boots. Hurts goes back. He looks. He starts to run, and he flips the ball over to Barkley. Barkley makes a man miss, and he dives forward and almost picks up a first down. Hurts with a basketball pass. Chest pass to Barkley.
I remember doing this in the backyard. That's fun.
Well, now they line up again with Johnny Wilson in the push part. They do it again. And
touchdown.
It
Come
is
on.
A waiting. Touchdown. There it is. All this nonsense this week about this and that about not passing. It all goes away.
We start watering that and stop watering another part.
And the Philadelphia Eagles have won their 10th game in a row, and they are now 12-2. A magnificent performance.
12-2.
Start watering that thing.
Yeah, and then you got to water this, and then you got the sharpening of the tools. I just was impressed. What was more impressive to you, Hugh, yesterday? Jalen's play or his ability to weave together four cliches into one answer?
The cliches were impressive. It was like he was sitting on those for the last couple of weeks. But I think the most impressive thing was the fact that he looked more in command of that offense yesterday. And I think that's important, man, because if you're being honest, the last couple of weeks, he didn't look in command.
No.
He looked indecisive. Whatever they did this week to make him make it easier for him to make those quick decisions, we need to do that every week.
There were a couple of plays that I just hadn't seen much of all year. One, it was almost like they moved the pocket left. He rolled left, but to throw immediately, and AJ was just standing by the sideline waiting for it. And then there was the back shoulder throw to AJ, which I don't know why they don't do more. I mean, how many corners in the NFL could stop that? Like, I don't know, four of them, maybe the whole league? Most teams don't have that guy.
The biggest thing that stuck out to me is they threw AJ the ball and allowed him to do what a receiver of his caliber does.
Yep.
Like, that's the biggest thing. Put it in his hands and let him go to work. Like, give him the ball immediately. That's the biggest difference, Joe. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm not being nitpicky, but that's what happened yesterday. you threw the ball on time and you allowed AJ to do what AJ does, make people look bad. Man, they were taking their turns on Joey Porter Jr. for the most part, because you put the ball in a position where he caught it in stride and you let him do the rest. You let him do the rest. It should have, there is no way on God's green earth, and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, because we saw yesterday what we should have been seeing all year long.
Well, that's why, like, you know, all, the whole week with the noise, this is what we wanted, because there's a reason, Hugh, everyone is more excited today than they have been in a long time.
Yeah, because he made decisions. It wasn't like he was going for the home run ball. Man, he threw one ball to Schmitty where Schmitty, before he whipped his head around, it was on him. The ball was right there. Like, that's quarterback play. Like, even I know that. The ball comes out in time where Schmitty has to whip his head around, and bap, is right there. That's the first time in a long time Jalen's done that.
It was the final piece of the puzzle. I mean, like, look, the puzzle this year has come together, right? Sirianni has coached better as the year has gone on, and his in-game decisions have been better. The defense since the fifth game of the year has been the best in the entire NFL. I mean, so much to the point where that beard of yours is going to be gone or green in about a month.
Yeah, which everybody likes to remind me of.
Oh, yeah. So we got the defense. The coach has been better. The offensive line is obviously great. The running back has been an MVP candidate the whole year, and we know he can dominate a game and take over at any point and hit home runs. The last piece of the puzzle was the pass game. And for whatever reason this year, it was, until yesterday, very choppy and not great. I mean, that's the most basic way I could say it. It just wasn't a great passing game until yesterday. Yesterday, you watched that and you're like, whoa. When you add all these elements in, like, I could picture it. You could just close your eyes and see a Lombardi being raised in New Orleans in the beginning of February. That was it.
And it was just brought to my attention that Jalen did not use metaphors, Joe. It was superfluous metaphors.
Okay.
So it's a difference.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. I mean, he mixed the Edgar Allan Poe.
Superfluous metaphors. I like superfluous metaphors.
I liked it too. I just was listening. Wait, did he say sharpening the tools, watering the grass,
he was metaphorically speaking.
He just mixed them all in. I guess when you play that well, you could
do what you want to do.
Yep. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Guys, I mean, how we doing today? Just checking the vibe.
Oh, we're doing great. What's up?
Victory Monday.
First off, let me say, I know a lot of people put stuff on the media, but they Plexico burned themselves last week. I don't hear nothing about the media.
No, that was them. Cold. Yeah, I think his phone call dropped. But no, I mean, everything that happened, it's funny how it was framed yesterday in the national conversation, right? The Rappaport, the Jay Glazer. They brought this on themselves last week. It was AJ after the game, and then it was Brandon.
It's the narrative that people want to go with.
Sure.
You know, and I even saw where people talking about, oh, you made up a story. No, I hate that I have to reiterate this. I am in a space where I'm so comfortable. I don't have to make up stories. I don't. When I sat there and I said it when it happened, and Brandon came and said, do you think we said too much? I said too much. It's like, yeah, but we're going to take it and run with it, because that's what it is in the media. Don't act like people act like we sat here and we piecemealed this story together. Hey, how can we make it controversial for the Eagles this week? No. It got controversial when AJ said what he said, which I didn't think was a big deal. But when you add fuel to the fire.
Brandon. Yeah, Brandon's thing.
That's when it gets out of hand.
So I actually, and I tried to say this last week, I thought it was a good thing. Like, while everyone was trying to blame who you're mad at in terms of it's AJ or Brandon or WIP or whatever, I thought it was a good thing. They couldn't ignore it. They had to talk through it. Obviously, they did. And then they went out and they responded. So whatever. They create their own distraction and then bounce back from it. Great. Wonderful. It worked, and it was awesome. Black Reddy's phone's back up. What's up, Black Reddy?
My bad. I placed the code myself, too. I'm just saying that it wasn't the media. So for them to go out there and do what they need to do, that's what had to happen for them. You know what I mean? So if they need a rallying cry, they need a prerogative song, whatever they got to do to get themselves right, they did it. Now, about Jalen Hurts, if you're listening to the radio, how do you want it? Because he can do whatever you want, because he wants to win the game. Saquon went down. Oh, he couldn't rely on the crutch of the running because the Steelers were stopping the run. They were stonewalled. And what did the dude do? Went out there and threw that thing all over the field. So I really don't care if he only wins with 97 yards, because we got the win. Because you know if the run goes away, he can do it. And so he showed it.
you can shut up and you can enjoy it because I was a great George W. And by the way, you talk about how good the defense is. Well, I'm just saying to you, when you only have to play 15 to 20 minutes for an entire football game, you best to be fresh, you.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You best to be fresh, okay? The offense held the ball for 3 days, 9 nights, and Tom was out there making Nick Sirianni mistakes. Best thing I can say about Nick, because you know I don't like Nick, I will say this to you, Nick. I'm so happy I haven't had to say your name in these last 10 games, so you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm going to give you a card. I'm going to give you a little bit of flowers. I ain't had to say your name, so I've been upset. You've been making the right calls. You've been doing the right thing. You cheerleaded. You got your team together. Great George W. Hugh. Eastbound and down. You get on that bus. It's really serious now. At this point, I'm really
upset. Yeah, like
so I have started
to
logistics. Hugh, get your beard ready for the green shower. And Joe Giglio, call his brother. Let's get this bus ready. Let's get ride on the line. We got to get serious about this trip because we about to dip. I told y'all, go back!
Love it, Black Radio. And yes, I'm telling you, I have the seating chart. Like, we have to start really planning this thing because right now, I think that as of this morning, the Eagles and Lions are basically the same odds to get to the Super Bowl of the NFC. Now the Eagles
and they're beat up.
They're very beat up. And there is a path now to the one seed. It's still not. I wouldn't say the Eagles are the favorite for the one seed, but the chances are about. I saw one projection this morning: Lions 54%, Eagles 39%. Like it's pretty close to they could have a real chance at the one seed. Terrence in Springfield, what's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Hey, now, say now, man. Hey, now, say now. Hey, Joe, you heard what Jalen Hurts said. Is that what they wanted to see?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not entertained?
Is that what they wanted to see?
Yeah.
Man, I got to say, this team, you guys said it earlier, we had two turnovers earlier. And a normal football team, this was showing me about the Eagles yesterday, that they're the most complete team in football, that through adversity, they don't phase, they don't flinch. Them two fumbles, a normal team would have crumbled. This team let up 3 points. And Hugh, man, they only gave up 13 points yesterday, man. That beard, bro, I don't know.
You know
man.
What, man?
I
listen, Terrence, I know how to do math. Not probably the greatest mathematician, but I know it's not looking great for me.
I'm pretty good at math.
Y'all gonna get off. Y'all gonna leave me alone.
Here's the math on this: 42 points. If the Eagles allow 42 or less the next 3 weeks, it's over.
Joe couldn't wait to send me that this morning. He couldn't wait to send that.
I had the calculator out and everything.
And Jalen Hurts, man, he has put the critics to rest. We know we can throw the ball now, and I feel like every test this team has had, we have beaten so many good teams this year on the schedule, and it still is with the last great team that we beat with a good record. So this team is for real. They showed me that yesterday. Like Hugh said earlier, this is the most complete game these guys played. And Jalen Hurts continued to carve these guys up. And I say right now, there's no reason. I'm going to call it right now. We're the most complete team in football. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. Because out of all the teams I see, out of the eye test, no team is more complete than the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm going to say it right now. We're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a revenge game Super Bowl. And we're going to whoop that ass. We're gonna whoop that trick, and we're gonna bring this thing back to Philly, man.
I tell you what,
man. If we get Eagles Chiefs again, a revenge spot against Andy, maybe Carson Wentz has to come in the game because Mahomes is hobbling. Boy,
man,
that'd be wild.
He'll be back.
No, I'll be fine. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up. Reacting to the win, is that what y'all wanted to see? Jalen Hurts said it. Does WIP deserve credit for yesterday? That's come out in this hour. Back to all your phone calls coming up. And the man who called the game on WIP yesterday joins us next, Merrill Reese. He'll join us, your calls as well. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit